We're going to hear now from two dissidents in Havana, Miriam Leyva and Oscar Espinosa Chepe. Espinosa Chepe is an independent economist who was jailed for more than 19 months after a government crackdown in 2003. Leyva, his wife, is an independent journalist. I asked about their reaction to the news that Castro was stepping down as president and commander-in-chief.
You know, he's in a very poor health, so we expected Fidel Castro to resign and to give way to others. We know that it's going to be Raul Castro, at least for the time being.
The brother, Raul Castro, who's been the acting president during this time.
Yes, and it's been interesting because he not only resigned as president of the Council of State, but also as commander-in-chief, and that is very symbolic.
Mr. Espinosa Chepe, have you seen any changes in the past 19 months that Raul Castro has been acting president? Have you seen anything different?
Well, in the economic field, I don't see any changes. But I think the population, the people in the streets, and also intellectuals, are speaking more open. And many, many intellectuals are speaking about changes. Everybody now here in Cuba is speaking about changes. And I think this is very good for Cuba now. In this moment, we have more aspirations. But this is the beginning of the changes.
Miriam Leyva, your husband there is talking about people in the streets talking more openly about change, that this may be the start of some real advances for Cuba. How do you think that might play out, if that's true?
Well, people have been losing fear, you know, because this is a society based on fear, and are speaking out. It doesn't mean that it's in a very open way, and more specifically, they're speaking out about the difficulties in transportation, in economic problems, and in their daily life, you know. But that's a big step in Cuba.
How much change, though, do you think might be in store?
Well, they only want economic changes. They want to preserve power, and they know that to preserve power, they have to change what is happening in Cuba. But it's impossible to stop, you know, a process of political or changes, social changes. It's impossible. Once people are more independent economically, they would want to also to be independent politically.
Mr. Espinosa Chepe, do you see this as some kind of opening for dissidents such as yourself, or no? Do you feel there could actually be a crackdown?
Well, I think the only weapon that they have is to the repression. But I hope if they make the rights reforms, we will have some progress. Of course, also depends on the peoples of Cuba and also from the intelligence of the opposition to make the right things in the right moment. And for me, it's very important that the United States will understand the moment in Cuba and the United States helps the reforms in Cuba. One step I think will be very good is to permit the visits of the Cuban Americans to Cuba. This will be a way of try democratic to Cuba, the ideas of democratic, also the economic help to the families. This will be very important because the people will be more independent from the government. Also, I think it will be very good to make relations, academic relations, sport relations, religion relations, arts, everything between United States and Cuba. The people of Cuba want friendship with the United States. The friendship with the United States will help us a lot.
Well, Miriam Leyva and Oscar Espinosa Chepe, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, thank you very much for you.
Economist Oscar Espinosa Chepe and his wife, independent journalist Miriam Leyva, they spoke with us from Havana.